Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hey there. Thanks for being here this morning. Today's Lost 30 was an actual, well, damn near an actual Lost 30. It was damn near half an hour. Okay, let's see here. Do I have anything to do? I don't think I can. I just jump right in.
Yeah,
that seems so unusual. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
It's time for the celebrity trash.
Okay, do it.
Don't forget PG&E.
Oh, I knew I had something. Damn it! This part of the show is brought to you by PG&E Summer Heat.
What is she talking about? No, you got to do that.
Well, I was looking at the thing. I didn't see any. You know, on the rundown, there's nothing there. I know, but I didn't look at that part. It is weird to jump in with nothing there.
More and more.
PG&E Summer Heat sponsoring us. We have some awesome giveaways today. So we've got the 12K a day. That's going on top of around, 05 each hour all day. That starts at 7:05. But we have a bunch of tickets to give away, too. One of them, I can't even tell you who it is yet. I can't say until 7:30. But coming up at 6:30 is Halsey. Mm-hmm. And can I say the 8:30 one?
Yes.
8:30, Niall Horan at Shoreline. And then at 7:30, big surprise. Really good artist. So we have lots of tickets to give away today. This summer, find energy and money-saving ideas to keep your costs under control at pge.com/summertools. I haven't slept, so I'm not going to be able to. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm going to need someone to hold my hand today.
We'll hold each other's hand. It sounds like none of us
my
got
God,
any
I know.
Sleep.
Let's just have like a circle of love where we all hold each other's hands and say nice things to each other. You ever been in one of those circles? Those are pretty cool.
Yeah, of course.
Those are great.
No,
you've never been in one of those circles.
I mean,
like trust when you do like trust falls and stuff with people. But
I mean, I guess in camp and stuff like that.
Have you ever done that thing where you sit in a circle with people and everybody says a positive thing about one of the people and then you move to like the next person?
Yeah, sure, like camp.
Camp?
Where did you do this, Sarah?
I don't know.
I've taken acting classes and things like that.
You took acting classes?
Years ago. But even in high school, we would do, like, I was in the drama club.
Uh-huh.
And there would be things like that because you have to trust the people that you're performing with.
It's team building, right?
Did you want to be an actress?
No, not. I clearly had no talent for it. I could tell. People weren't exactly raving about my performances, but it was fun. It's really fun to be part of a big production like that. Like it gets cracking and everybody's got their role to play and this whole thing goes off.
Right.
You feel like you have your little part to play in it. It's really fun.
Right.
But acting classes I took when we moved to LA. And,
oh, you did?
Yeah.
Because you were going to act.
No, just because John was like, oh, I want to take this. I can't remember what class he took. But at the same, I wanted to be near him. And I didn't want to take the stupid class he was taking. And they had it at the same time. There was this acting class. But it really wasn't. There wasn't a lot of acting happening. It was things like, I don't know what the purpose of these things are. But I actually learned a lot from it. Like, you would have to sit across from someone, like a stranger, another person in this class. So, I mean, I sort of knew these people, but they weren't friends or anything. You had to sit across from them, cross-legged, crisscross applesauce, with your knee.
Indian style, everyone.
No,
Indian
not
style.
Indian. That's, you can't say that.
Why?
I don't know.
And
then you put your knees, you'd have to be touching knees.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then you would have to, for 5 minutes, you had to look into each other's eyes.
Easy. I could do it.
Well, you can physically do it, but it's such a bizarre thing because at first you're looking, and then you realize how long that kind of eye contact is. Like, you're looking right at someone's, and at first you're sort of giggling, and then you almost get into this weird trance state where you just, I mean, it's just such a fun to see someone else like that and to know that they're seeing you like that. It was bizarre. I always think about it. I have dreams sometimes where I'm like staring in someone's face.
Oh.
I know, it's weird. Comic-Con happened over the weekend.
And?
Well, there's a lot. Actually, there's a lot of stuff today. So good thing we have 5 minutes left.
You're right, too. Nobody talk.
I need a tissue.
Oh, come on.
Sorry. Lots of trailers. Aquaman and Shazam. Everybody got, you know, first looks at those and were extended trailers. M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong has a movie called Glass coming up, and it's like Unbreakable. It's Bruce Willis, Sam Jackson, James McAvoy. It's a sequel to Split and Unbreakable. Apparently, it's like the, I don't know when Unbreakable was, 20 years ago. Was that before Sixth Sense?
Unbreakable?
Yeah.
No.
So it was after
Sixth
that?
Sixth Sense, yeah, was first, yeah.
So you remember that one. With Bruce Willis and Sam Jackson's like the glass man or whatever the hell he was.
Unbreakable looks like it was 2000.
Okay. And then the one that he just recently did with James McAvoy, I guess those two are going to tie together. Because doesn't James McAvoy, he becomes like some kind of monster. He's like, there's some supernatural thing happening there, not just that he has a multiple personality.
That's right.
So that's coming up. George R.R. Martin has a show coming to Sci-Fi this fall. Is it just me, or should he be writing the next Game of Thrones book?
All right.
He's not going to write anymore.
I know.
Yeah, you're
right.
So
it's never happening. I need to wrap my head around it.
Wasting your energy.
George R. R. Martin's Night Flyers is coming to Sci-Fi in the fall. It's a thriller about a ship's crew that's attacked while on a mission to retrieve an alien creature in space. So, Night Flyers, okay. FX unveiled a trailer for the Sons of Anarchy spinoff show.
Ooh, is it the Mayans?
Who Mayans MC.
Ooh, I can't wait for
that. What does that mean, the Mayans? Is that
Mayans
one of the names?
The Mayans is the Mexican motorcycle club that they were sometimes with or against.
Oh.
So it's part of the same Central Valley area that they controlled, and a lot of the Oakland borders with drugs, trafficking, all kinds of
okay.
stuff.
Well, so, they showed the trailer for it, so that's coming up.
Cool.
Jude Law joins the Harry Potter universe. He's young Albus Dumbledore. This is it's the Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. Isn't Grindelwald Johnny Depp?
Oh, I think it is, because Johnny Depp showed up there at Comic-Con. I don't know if you have that story.
I don't, but, okay. Well, it might be in my pile. I didn't get through the whole thing. Anyway, so that's the next one in the Harry Potter universe. The Godzilla sequel, King of the Monsters. Three classic Godzilla characters, Mothra, Rodan, and King Ghidorah. Where's Gamera? I haven't seen Gamera in years. Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things is in it. Lucasfilm's bringing back the Clone Wars. Don't you care about that?
Oh, hell yeah, I do. I was losing my mind when I saw that. I was like, woo!
Fox is giving Seth MacFarlane's sci-fi series The Orville. It's sort of like a spoofy Star Trek-y thing. That's getting a second season.
Wow.
Someone thinks there's enough juice left in The Purge to do a TV series out of that. There have been three
movies,
Purge movies,
yeah.
And now they're going to do
I haven't seen any of them. Scary.
Oh, because they're scary.
Oh, scary movies. You hate those. Sure. Too much tension. Mm. William Shatner, Captain Kirk. He does not want to sign autographs. He does Comic-Con and other conventions to meet with fans. But if you ask him to sign for you in public, like anything, or take a picture or whatever, he says no.
Oh, does he want money for it and that's why?
No, he says he meets with fans at the convention because otherwise it gets out of hand. He said, if I'm out and about with family or waiting for a plane and I do it for one, an instant line of 50 forms. Mm.
Well, there's that, and I know a lot of these athletes and probably actors like him too deal with the people who are getting stuff signed to sell it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And maybe he doesn't want to say outright, but that's one of the biggest issues is they see the same person who shows up with a handful of stuff.
Right.
And is like, can you sign this?
I'm sure that that's probably a problem at these. A lot of people don't sign for free at these conventions. Like, even when we went to take a picture with some of the people from Battlestar Galactica, it was $10.
Sure.
Which was fine, you know.
Some of them, that is how they make their living.
Sure. And I think it keeps the line numbers down. Mm. And it makes it so that you have a little bit more time. You're like, I'm spending $10. You have a little conversation. You say a thing or two, they say a thing or two. But I think that basically he's talking about like at the airport. Mm-hmm. He says, if I sign one autograph, people not. And that is, that's true. Totally true.
That's fair.
Yeah.
It's his time.
Yeah. If I say no to number one or number 21, it's the same. I'm a jerk. So to save time, the answer is just no. Anytime I'm out in public, I'm doing something. I value my personal time above all else.
You probably can't go anywhere, right?
All right. I sign autographs constantly for charities and other organizations. I'm just not going to take an autograph or photo request in public because one leads to 50, which leads to hundreds, which I don't have time for.
Well, and
Well, he is 87.
I was going to say,
is he 87?
He doesn't worry about career longevity. You know, yeah. The fans, if they boycott him today, he'll be fine.
Yes. In fact, he'd probably be like, that's great news.
Yeah.
Leave me the F alone.
I get to go to Walmart now.
87.
And in case you haven't gotten the memo, you guys, Twitter, not good.
Oh, what happened?
Who knows?
Guardians of the Galaxy director James Gunn. He's done two successful Guardians movies. Over the weekend, Disney fired him from the upcoming third movie because back in 08 and 09, he tweeted some hilarious, I said sarcastically, jokes. The one that they were like, okay, I guess you could say this one, because they're awful. I'm looking at it, and I'm like, I would never say that. I would not say that on the air. And they're just, you know, if you want to go read his tweets, feel free. I'm sure they're all out there for you. But they're awful. They're supposed jokes that are completely not funny.
About what?
About rape, 9/11, AIDS, the Holocaust, pedophilia. I mean, come on, Adele.
How many are there?
A lot.
Okay, so I only saw two of them and thought, that's too bad.
Well, the one that I've seen printed a few places is the rape one. Did you see that one?
No, I heard his apology, and to me, I thought, okay, if he thinks he's, you know, I don't know. I don't know why anyone would do that on Twitter, especially a guy who's not a comedian and isn't making his living that way. And, you know, a guy like... I don't know, Dice Clay or someone who makes their living doing these types of jokes where, or at least at the time, remember in the 80s when he was big and that you could see that he might be someone who would tweet that because he's like fanning the flames of his audience. That's his audience. That's who's coming to see
him. Well, his stuff
would
be racy or whatever. This stuff is just awful. Like this is, you know, these are.
Yeah, I didn't read them.
I think even a comedian would be like, okay, that seems really harsh. Like they're, it's awful. So James Gunn, the director of Guardians of the Galaxy, Disney fired him almost immediately. They said,
so these were 08 though. So how has he sneaked two films under their nose?
I guess they didn't go back. Maybe it took them that long to read back through his Twitter feed. I don't know. I didn't even realize Twitter was around in 08, but Jesus, time is flying.
So someone
went through and found them
and pushed
said,
these in front of Disney's nose and said, look at what your boy did.
I wonder if they, was this printed somewhere? Like, oh my God, look what we found in James Gunn's Twitter feed.
I don't know how it came out. I just read about it the other day.
This is what Disney said. The offensive attitudes and statements discovered in James' Twitter feed are indefensible and inconsistent with our values. James has apologized, said that the tweets were stupid. He said, when I started my career, I viewed myself as a provocateur, making movies and telling jokes that were outrageous and taboo. I've developed as a person. So has my work in humor. I used to make a lot of offensive jokes. I don't anymore. Love to you all.
Yeah, I that's the part I read. And I thought, oh, well, we've certainly said outrageous things in our day. I mean,
nothing like that. This one, the one joke they thought was fit to print here. I'm like, no, I wouldn't say, I would not say that on the air. Not even to give you the example. Mm. Rape jokes are never funny.
You know what happened?
They're just not.
So last night, I won't spoil it for you since you didn't watch it, but last night on Big Brother.
Oh, did they get into the whole controversy about being a dwarf, being a midget, and comparing that to other ethnic slurs?
Yes. And the thing that I was going to mention is when the show started, CBS had a big... You didn't see that part before you fell asleep?
I think we skipped past that. I didn't see like a...
CBS had a one page, a black and white. CBS is doing a reality show with contestants that we do not endorse what they're saying. They're being watched 24/7 and this the conversation
happened.
And I was like, oh my. And I thought when they showed that it had to do with the past stuff that had happened in the house. Mm-hmm. What was the thing that went down in the 24/7 feed that people were?
Is it the ghetto thing?
The ghetto thing. Right. I thought that's they must have had a meeting and decided, right, Here's what we need to show. But then as I'm watching it, that conversation you just mentioned came up and I went, oh no, this is going to be bad news.
Yeah.
As they were just starting it, I went, no, this is why.
You know what? I'm totally out of time.
I cannot believe these tweets.
Oh, you're looking at them?
They're, oh my God.
They're jaw-dropping.
It's
horrible.
It's shock.
Like, it's amazing that we're hearing about them 10 years after the fact.
Well,
it's amazing. Hope made a lot of money because I think he might be done. Although there are people in Hollywood who were like, they're just, he can, you know.
Yeah, I saw the people defending jokes. Him.
Someone is saying 50,000 people signed a petition to get James Gunn back.
Actually, it's up to like 150
is
now.
It really?
Yeah, it's the people are saying
7-2-0,
he can say whatever he wants. I don't know.
A conservative blog out at the tweets.
Who?
A conservative blog.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
I'm really late. What's coming up in the news, Vincent?
I don't know.
Okay, great. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by TheraBreath Mouthwash. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697. Gets a pair of tickets to see Halsey. She is performing this Friday night at the Shoreline Amphitheater, and caller 9 gets tickets, 800-400-3697. How's your breath? If you're not using TheraBreath, it might be bad. TheraBreath is guaranteed to give you fresh breath or your money back. Available at your local drugstore or visit TheraBreath.com for coupons and locations.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Check out our station's website. You might want to go there to check the weather.
Sure.
I hear it's going to be continued hot. It's been so hot.
I know. I like it.
Oh, you like it?
Yeah, I don't want it to be 100, but I like a nice
The upside,
day.
I'll tell you, I happened to not sleep last night. So I was like, boy, with the windows open, you can hear the crickets and the frogs and any other thing out there. Listen to that.
Mm-hmm. You have frogs too, huh?
Yeah, I got all kinds of stuff out there.
What do they sound like?
Yeah. Kinda.
Bud.
No, not the Budweiser. Why? Those guys moved out of the woods a long time ago. They made bank. You kidding?
They live in a castle on the hill.
Right.
Anyway, continued hot. Oh, by the way, this just in. The NFL starts back up on August 2nd.
Oh.
Today's July 23rd, and the NFL starts on August 2nd.
That is great news.
It's right around the corner.
Yep.
They're going into training camps this week, right?
Yeah.
Niners and Raiders.
They're already getting after it.
But I thought the first games weren't till like August 9th and 10th.
August
like
2nd is the Hall of Fame game.
Oh.
Fantastic.
That is crazy. What is that? Let's see. Oh, that's a Thursday. Thursday night, everyone. So a week from this Thursday, football is back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great news.
Your husband must be thrilled.
Sure. I'm sure he's can't wait.
Him and Bill are back on incommunicado, I would imagine.
A week from this Thursday, huh?
Yeah.
What
does that mean?
I'm just trying to, because we're going to St. Louis pretty soon, and my niece comes into town.
I thought St. Louis was coming here.
No, he is coming here, but his 50th birthday party is next weekend.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Dude, he's under it. He's selling a house, selling all his furniture, packing up for a move to California, and having his 50th birthday party with like 500 people it's just crazy.
Is everything that's going, though, is going into his pocket? Like, he's going to leave with some cash, right?
Yeah, they're gonna save some stuff and get a storage space for it and then pick it up at some. I'm
good
like, don't
him.
Do it, just sell everything,
and get rid of it all.
Just get rid of
come
it all.
Come here with as much money in your pocket as you can because you're gonna need it.
Yeah, California is probably five times as expensive as Missouri.
Every time you turn around, they're gonna be in your pocket. Mm-hmm. At the gas station, at every. People don't realize some places you go, they don't have tax on every damn thing you buy.
Right. It's, you know, There's taxes there, but we bought a house there for $96,000, and right. It was a great house. Oh. And now it's worth probably $110,000.
But California has
$110,000. Oh my god!
Sales tax on everything, property tax on everything. They tax your checks like crazy. Like you just go where? What the?
Gas taxes.
Oh things, yeah,
taxes you don't even know you're paying.
Yep, you don't even realize it.
Yeah.
He doesn't smoke cigs, does he?
No.
All right, good for him.
I think that's like $10 a pack now is what I mean.
Something like that.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Every now and then when I actually go into the gas station and I don't pay, I look at the counter. Oh, look at that.
Sell you cigarettes.
So we've got a couple shooting stories to get to here this morning.
Okay.
And one of they're both big, but Toronto.
Yeah.
They're saying they're
not. Canadians are so polite, eh?
They're not ruling out terrorism. Have you been to Toronto? I've heard it's one of the better cities in the world.
Yeah. Oh, no. There's a few.
Downtown
you know, Vancouver,
Toronto.
Obviously.
Vancouver's
great.
Yeah.
But like Montreal's great. I liked it. Ottawa, I've been to.
Okay.
But I've never been to Toronto.
A woman and another person were killed and 12 other people were injured after a man with a handgun opened fire in a busy street. They're calling it Greek Town.
Hmm. Wow.
Officers confronted the gunman, who was identified only as a 29-year-old man, on a nearby street and exchanged gunfire with him. The gunman ran from police but was later found dead on a street. They don't know if he did it to himself or if he was shot by police and died there later. So that's the latest. They're not ruling out terrorism, but they don't have any more info for us from that. And then the other shooting was down in L.A. A woman was shot and killed when a gunman ran into a busy Los Angeles Trader Joe's. Held dozens of people hostage for about 3 hours before handcuffing himself and surrendering to police. None of the hostages were seriously hurt. So.
Wait, did you say that he killed his grandma?
No, they're saying 2 hours before taking the hostages, he'd shot his grandma 7 times and wounded another woman.
Oh.
I didn't hear that part of the story. I'd only heard the supermarket.
Hostages.
Wow.
Wait, I'm confused. Maybe I'm getting the two stories mixed up. Wasn't there an employee that was killed inside the Trader Joe's?
That's what I said.
Okay,
a woman
I'm
was
sorry,
shot and killed when a gunman ran into a busy supermarket.
Uh-huh.
That's the part I had.
Okay.
I didn't know he'd killed his grandma prior to that. Mm. So that's the part that's confusing you. But I only heard about the supermarket hostage situation.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Gnarly.
Oh.
I go to Trader Joe's.
Yeah, Trader Joe's is great.
I'm always in there looking for the thing.
Thing.
There's a toy they hide in every Trader Joe's. I'm always in there looking for that. I love Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
It's great. I love those big, sell these big buckets of meringues. Little meringues. Like cookie size. God, they're so good. You can eat like 40 of them and it's 100 calories. Or something like that.
40 of them is 100 calories?
Well, maybe it's 4, but I get those numbers mixed up, so I just keep eating them. I open them in the car on the way home.
So you clearly don't care. You're not calorie counting, so why even bother?
Because they're delicious. I love meringues.
Well, no, I get the taste part. Why bother looking at the calories?
Well, I always look at the nutrition facts on something new that I'm getting, and I look at it. I'm like, holy crap, there's no calories in these. Let's eat them.
All right.
Delicious. All different flavors, too, then.
The age when your parents stop taking care of you and you start taking care of them is?
What age will I be? Or what age will my parents be?
No, your age. The age when your parents stop taking care of you and you start taking care of them is?
50.
49.
Mm.
That's the age.
You kind of wish they'd stop taking care of you when you were about 30. You're like, Mom, 30 years old. I don't need you to give me any more advice.
Yeah, I don't often take to it.
Yeah.
Can I get you a glass of water? I'm okay, Ma. I'll get that if I need it. Well, I'm up. I still feel like I should get up.
But
get
you should be hydrated. You really need to drink more water.
Doesn't
your skin looks dry.
Okay. Now you're insulting me. Listen, mind your business.
You I need can hear drink. Your stomach rumbling. I'm making you a sandwich.
Okay, I'm good. Thanks, though.
Think you're putting a little bit too much mayo on that?
How's that going for you? You still momming Riley to death?
I actually do try to not mom them to death. But
really?
I've never been an over-mommer. I'm actually, you know, if anything, I'm one of those crappy parents. It's just like, oh, hey, you. I'm over here doing my thing.
Really? Mm. Do you really think that of yourself?
I definitely think John really did most of the parenting. Thank God for the kids, too, because they're way better off. Like, I'm such a I have no patience, and I'm a difficult person. Mm-hmm. I'm very needy. So it's hard for me to have people needy around me. Can't have that. I need to be the needy one. They're really lucky that he raised them. They're such good people. Mm. Like, oh, look at you guys. Good job. Good job, John. You did a great job with these two.
Hey, Vinny, can I back up for a second?
Yeah.
The grandmother we were talking about. I'm reading it.
Back to the Trader Joe's.
Back to the
story.
Trader Joe's. I'm looking at CNN and Time.com. And
where
saying,
was this, you guys?
This was
Southern California?
Yeah.
In L.A.
Okay.
South L.A., yeah. So Mary Elizabeth Madison was taken to the hospital in critical condition, shot several times. The police chief is saying that she underwent surgery and is showing some improvement.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, so the grandmother didn't die.
Correct.
Okay. But the store person did die.
Yes. Someone in the store who was shot died. Yikes.
Shot his grandma?
All right.
Well, not everybody's grandma's great. You know, sometimes people
are
crappy.
What are you talking about?
Sometimes grandmas suck.
Like that one grandma you had?
Yeah, I had a pretty difficult grandma. But I never once thought about shooting her.
That's good.
What was the matter with your grandma?
She was rotten to the core. Rotten person.
Whose mom is this?
My mother's.
Your mother's mom was rotten to the core.
Yeah.
That's your true opinion of her.
Mm-hmm.
Before you came back, we interviewed her a couple times on the air.
Oh, she was very nice and polite to you guys.
You interviewed her on the air?
She came on one time. Yeah, Nana.
And did you tell her at the time, I think you're rotten?
No. Oh. But she used to say really mean things to my mom. It's hard when you see someone you love get beaten down by another person. And she would just say the most awful things to my mother. Mm. About her appearance or about, you know, we were all like living with our boyfriends and girlfriends or whatever at the time. And she just was so rotten about it.
Say the line. Say it.
You've raised nothing but a bunch of fornicators. Well, yep, that's us.
That's how you said bad parenting back in the day. Right?
And then I didn't get married in a church, so she gave me some money for my wedding gift. And she wrote in the note, this would be much more money if you truly married in the eyes of God. And all, it was just like this just rotten letter that came with the, I was just like, you know what? I almost want to just bundle this all up and just send it back to you. No,
good
thanks.
Good grief.
Oh, she was rotten. And she just got meaner and meaner every year, too. Mm-hmm.
She had dementia towards the end, right?
No.
What was wrong with it? Remember we interviewed the one time and your mom wrote us a note and said, don't interview her anymore. She's like not doing well. And
oh, I don't know.
You don't remember that?
I don't remember that. She was just, you know, I think my mom was just embarrassed at how rotten her mother was.
But so she was nice on the air. She knew how to turn it on and off. She
wasn't
just.
Very much so. She's just one of those people, you know, they're so nice out in public and they're just, you know, they couldn't be more polite and they're, you know. And then you get them behind closed doors and they just get into these patterns where like everything is an argument. Like that's a trait in my family. Like I try to battle against that. I see it in my son too. Like I'm always just like, okay, you win. Whatever you say, let's go with that. Like
are letting him win?
Absolutely.
Wow.
I don't want him to get in the habit of this, you know, and ever just negativity. She was so negative. We're driving around one time in the car, and it's like, you know, beautiful day and big clouds and, you know, fluffy, gorgeous sky.
Got it.
My mom's like, oh my God, look at the sky. It's so beautiful. And she's in the back seat. She goes, I hate clouds.
Who hates clouds?
Who hates clouds? So that's a running joke in my family. Oh, look how great that is. I hate clouds. Anyway, not everyone's grandma is great. So maybe this guy, maybe the grandma drove him to do it. I don't know.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's one. Gunn used to work for Troma Films.
What's that?
I don't know. Troma so those films? Jokes were very much in that vein.
Oh.
Also, TROMA. Also, he did apologize for those tweets when Marvel Disney hired him. That said, if we're firing Roseanne for comments about looking like a monkey, then this gets to happen too.
So, although they were just recently revealed by some conservative website, you say,
yeah,
he must have addressed this early on with Disney, and they were like, don't let them get out.
You know what's weird? And this, I'm jumping off now to a separate thing from this guy. I didn't read his tweets. I don't know what he'd written. I read his apology and thought he sounded like someone who possibly evolved. So, you know, whatever. But so my thought process about this Twitter thing, though, especially the old ones, was that none of us really knew what social media was or was going to be. It doesn't excuse what he wrote. But I think a lot of us probably used these things wrongly.
Not realizing in the beginning that they are part of your permanent record.
Right. And I remember when I first got on Facebook, like I was using it sort of like a diary.
Mm.
And so I was like, I think I was posting things like, today I went surfing. And again today. Like, and it was just, it was boring and stupid, but I didn't realize I was supposed to be, I didn't know what it was supposed to look like.
Right. We were all learning.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do feel bad. And I guess the point is I feel bad that some people were using, probably unknowingly ruining their future lives.
Yeah. Like, Human read a few of them, and a lot of,
it's about like
child sexual acts that are just wrong.
Yeah. Like
awful.
They're really bad. So Ted, I told you that this at the break, but Ted Cruz is like looking into like putting this guy in jail for those tweets.
Mm. Can That's you put someone in jail for your tweets?
Well, I don't. They might cross some like child. Like,
he's not confessing anything, but he's just making jokes out of things that are wrong. Yeah.
Ted Cruz needs to concentrate on other things.
You were wondering, you're like, hey, was Twitter around 2008? Twitter launched March 21st, 2006.
Oh, so he was, those were early days for Twitter anyway. He was all over it. Yep, we didn't know, Vinny. I tell you, it's so every effing day there's some story about someone stepping into it on Twitter.
Well, and we know better now for sure, but that's, I guess, those olden day tweets, that's the one where I'm just like, oh man. And was he just, you know, like the rank outs people used to do? You used to do this with your dumb friends, we used to play it on the air, but I did this with my friends on long drives for $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
And you just think of the lamest possible thing that you'd be willing to do for money.
Right.
And you'd absolutely go as far as you possibly could to see if someone would do that for $1 million.
Right.
Can I run you over for $1 million? Do you have to run right over my... You know what I mean? Those are the conversations that we'd have.
Mm. Stupid. Run over my legs. Where do you... I mean, your soft part's in the middle.
I know, but
die.
I'm saying that I can't do that for $1 million. Could you lay there and not pull your legs away as the car's coming at you?
It's true. I probably... And also, these days, $1 million...
Could you?
Just isn't what it was when we were
kids.
I could
do my toes.
No, you...
No, you need your toes.
I've done my toes, like, not intentionally, but...
You've run over your toes?
Somebody's ran over my toes when I was younger.
Who? Was it Dong?
That's why you have the gout.
Probably my dad or something.
Oh, man.
No, the gout's because genetics, but nothing. I just got ran thing? Over. My toes were
How's
fine.
How's the gout? Give us a gout up.
The gout's so... it's all right.
It's happening.
No more ducks.
It comes and goes.
Oh, I'm sorry,
I haven't had
that
split in a long time. I missed that.
In the news, in the celebrity trash, whatever the hell my segment is. Sorry, I didn't sleep. I get a Tekashi 6ix9ine story that keeps changing.
Mm-hmm.
And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.